This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We continue to follow news. Johnson & Johnson and the three largest distributors of medicine have tentatively agreed to pay Native American tribes $590 million to settle lawsuits over opioids. It's considered serious money, and as Marketplace's Lily Jamali reports, it also marks a shift in how tribes seek restitution from corporations.
The opioid crisis has hit tribal communities especially hard, and in Arizona, for the Tohono O'odham Nation, the proposed settlement is an important step forward, says Howard Shanker. He's the tribe's attorney general.
The Tohono O'odham Nation will continue to hold opioid manufacturers, distributors, and others accountable.
In a statement, Johnson & Johnson said the settlement isn't an admission of any liability or wrongdoing. It plans to defend against any litigation that the final agreement doesn't resolve. And this settlement has taken years to reach. Matthew Fletcher is a member of the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. He's also a professor of Indian law at Michigan State. Fletcher says the legal standing of the tribes was questioned from the start.
Early on in this litigation, the pharmaceutical companies tried to dismiss the tribes as not parties, as non-partners in the public health crisis, and that failed.
There was power in numbers, according to Steve Skikos, chair of the Tribal Leadership Committee in the opioid litigation. About 170 tribes mounted their own case with support from hundreds more tribes.
So that created a large universe of cases that the defendants needed to take seriously and resolve.
The landmark settlement between states and tobacco companies in the 1990s loomed large in the tribes' decision to mobilize themselves, according to Professor Robert Miller, a citizen of the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma, who teaches Indian law at Arizona State. When U.S. states reached that deal, Miller says tribes were left out.
Tribes have learned that they have to advance their own claims. And that's clearly why these tribal nations brought this lawsuit themselves, because they couldn't rely on the state governments to protect them.
He says this week's opioid settlement is proof that the tribes are now a legal force to be reckoned with. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.